Shalom, everybody. In this week's Parsha, the Makos begin. Moshe is told over and over to go to Paro and to demand that he let Bnei Yisrael leave Mitzrayim. And if he doesn't, terrible Makos will befall the Egyptian people. Dam, Tzvardeya, etc. Eventually, 10 Makos are brought upon Mitzrayim. And why? Why didn't it take just one plague for the Egyptians to realize that they should let Bnei Yisrael go? Well, the answer to that question is again and again found in our parsha and next week's parsha, because Paro hardened his heart. And of course, many mefarshim deal with the fact that sometimes the Torah says that Paro hardened his own heart, like Vayechazek Lev Paro or Kaved Lev Paro, and sometimes we hear that it was Hashem who hardened Paro's heart. Va'ani Aksheh Eslev Paro, says Hashem. But be that as it may, we can ask a fundamental question. How is it possible for Paro to be so blind to the fact that Hashem is running the world and that Hashem is behind every supernatural plague that comes to Egypt? I understand that Paro hardened his heart, or that Hashem hardened Paro's heart. Nonetheless, excuse me, throughout Tanakh and throughout Chazal, the heart represents the seat of one's emotions, of one's thoughts, feelings, passions. That's the heart. But the head represents that part of us where decisions are made, where logic prevails, where wisdom reigns. And in that realm, in the realm of wisdom, Paro excelled. The Gemara, for example, in Masechet Sota, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, tells us that Paro spoke 70 different languages. And the Zohar in Chelek Beis in Parsha Chavches says, Ufaro Chakim Hava Mikol Charashoy. The Zohar says that Paro was the wisest of all of his magicians and advisors. Excuse me, Paro was a brilliant leader. He was smart. He was learned. He was clever. So with all that, how is it possible that a heavy heart or a hardened heart would prevail? Surely his intellectual brain power, with all that, he would have seen and understood that it was foolish to hold on to the Jews. How is it possible? How could he not understand, with all his brains and with all his wisdom, that he was making an egregious mistake? This question is asked by Rav Avigdor Nevin Sol Shlita, the chief rabbi of the old city in Yerushalayim. It's asked in his sefer called Sichot LeSefer Shemot. It's in Sicha Dalid, and he explains this idea in a most beautiful and fundamental way. Excuse me. Rav Nevin Sol quotes a pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Tes Zayin. The pasuk says, "Lama ze mechir biyad ksil." The Mishlei says that there's no way, there's no reason for a ksil, for a foolish person, to pay the price, the mechir, to spend the time and energy necessary liknot chokhmah, to acquire wisdom. What's the purpose, says Mishlei, for a foolish person to try and acquire wisdom, if, as the pasuk continues, velev ayin, if the foolish person has no heart? Lama ze mechir biad ksil liknot chokhma velev ayin? How is it possible, says Shlomo HaMelech, that with all of the energy and investment in the world, a person will never acquire real wisdom if lev ayin, if they have no heart, if their heart is not in it, if they don't want it completely, if they don't have the proper heart, if they don't have the proper midos and emotions and feelings and passions? And Rav Nevin Sol says that this is true only about Torah. He says there's no such thing as a math professor, for example, without a heart, who thinks that 2 + 2 = 5. Of course not. The professor has a poor heart, so to speak, but that doesn't impact upon her skills as a math professor. But in Torah, without a good heart, an open heart, a willing heart, an earnest heart to acquire the Torah, it just won't happen. And why? Says Rav Nevin Sol, our mind is like a computer, the most complex computer in the world. However, like a computer, our mind is only as good and is only as valid as the information that gets put into that mind, into that computer. If you give a computer the wrong data, it will not get true and accurate results. And that is what's happening with Paro. He was indeed brilliant, but he didn't have a lev tov. He didn't have the heart and the desire to get to the real truth, to see things as they really are. He didn't have the midos in his heart. He was jealous. He was selfish. He was vindictive. His heart was defective. And so he saw the world in a skewed way. His mind worked perfectly. His intellect, flawless. But his poor midos, his hardened heart, his lev ayin, fed that brain, that intellect, incorrect data. He saw the world and everything around him in a twisted way. And so he reacted in a similarly twisted way. And this whole story serves as a powerful lesson for all of us. We must, of course, work on our mind. But if our heart is skewed, if our midos are skewed, if we see the world through tinted glasses of flawed midos, then everything we see and every decision we make will also be skewed and flawed. Have an amazing day, everyone.